Hollywood de Hoodie was meant to be on stage in Manchester. Bosses postponed the show when a piece of the aircon system came loose. Olivia Rodrigo's gigs this weekend are now off too. Harry Styles is an investor and recorded a video for a recent test event.
I'm incredibly proud to be a part of Co-op Live. I think that the people of Manchester deserve one of the best arenas in the world, and I can't wait for you to see it.
Military sources are worried years of cuts have left the UK to become increasingly vulnerable to attacks by missiles and drones. Meanwhile, a former US national security advisor says the reduction in Britain's armed forces capabilities breaks his heart. A man's due in court charged with murdering a 14-year-old in a sword attack in northeast London. Daniel Angerin died on Tuesday as he walked to school in Hainaut. We're told Kate Forbes will make a statement later as potential SNP leadership contenders consider whether they fancy a shot at the top job. Humza Yousaf resigned on Monday. Former Deputy First Minister John Swinney is expected to formally declare his bid later. And our Scotland correspondent Conor Gillis has been talking to someone in Ms Forbes' camp.
I understand that she will not be at the John Swinney event in Edinburgh this morning, and she will be watching his pitch very closely as she decides what to do. The quote that I got was big expectation to run, and it all hangs on that pitch.
The UK will suffer some of the lowest rates of economic growth among a group of the seven biggest economies in the world over the next couple of years. The OECD puts Britain bottom of that table. And if you've found you've overslept for work the last few days, there might be a good reason for it. Some iPhones haven't been sounding the alarm, and Apple says it's urgently investigating. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's take a look at the weather for today. What about those thunderstorms last night, eh? Let's have a look and see if we're going to get any more today. Now, 20 degrees, heavy rain and a gentle breeze for today. So the sunshine might come through the clouds maybe later on this afternoon, but it's going to possibly have some thundery showers. That'll be later on. Around about 6 o'clock till 7, going up sort of to about 10 o'clock. Hopefully it should remain dry for the rest of the day, but very overcast, but 20 degrees on. Lost my thread this morning.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
A very good morning to you. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours, plus I've got my guests at 11:30 playing live on Zoom. Are the exact opposite. We're going to be talking about their brand new album, which is out tomorrow, and having a chat with the lads a little bit later. Now, yesterday I wasn't here. Where were you, Michelle? Well, I was in London, and I went to the House of Lords for lunch. I know, plush. It was fabulous, fabulous. I had a really lovely time. I was sat next to a very well-known author and playwright. He was absolutely fantastic. Hopefully he's going to be a guest on the show. And I met quite a lot of people that I've interviewed actually on Phoenix FM for the book club. This was the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. And the head of that is Fluella Benjamin, who is now Baroness Fluella Benjamin. And it was just a lovely afternoon. There's about 130 people there. And it was wonderful. You kind of went in and there was like a glass of wine, and then all the tables were set out, and then there was this balcony just overlooking the Thames, which is somewhere not many people probably ever get to go, and it was just fabulous. I took a few pictures from the balcony, there's some official pictures from the event yesterday, which I'll try and share online. But it was absolutely lovely, and we had salmon for lunch with a little bit of hollandaise. It was very, really, really nice, actually, very light, and a little trifle. I had a little cup of coffee, and it was over by 2:30. We were in there for about 2.5 hours, and it was just fab. It was just Baroness Fluella Benjamin's speech was fabulous. really empowering about, you know, also about her book as well. If you remember Floella Benjamin, it depends how old you are, but she used to be on a program called Play School back in the day, but she's also a writer, and now she's the head of the Women's Society of Women's Writers and Journalists in London, which is a fantastic organisation that has been going for 130 years supporting women writers and journalists. And yeah, lots of people coming and say, hello, Michelle. I was like, oh, hello. Interviewed you. I didn't say it quite that high. And I made sure that I wore my Converse because I was going into London. I thought, I can't. Some people turned up with a bag. They had trainers in and then they had proper shoes to wear for the event. And I said, I can't. I just can't do it. I've got to wear something that's comfortable. So I had my little outfit on, which was, which was okay. And had a really nice afternoon. So that's why I wasn't in yesterday. So I'm back today, though. You got me again today. So, yeah, it was nice, actually. And, I was all hyper when I came out. I was really hyper and like, oh, you know. And also, when it's sort of just because it's literally about a minute from Westminster Station, so it's not like a long old slog to get there. But when you're strolling, you see Big Ben and then you see the House of Parliament and you just look at the architecture. And as I said before, I don't know why we're building these horrible square boxes apartments in Brentwood and generally in Essex with these horrible housing developments. Why can't we just have something with a little bit of, you know, I don't know, it's something where you go, oh, that looks a little bit, rather than these box, like tiny little rabbit hutch constructions. I think the councils maybe should get on the case. Build what Michelle's, actually it should be me, build what Michelle says, there we go, just to make these things look beautiful. I like that. So yeah, it's always wonderful. Sometimes when you live near London, you don't often go in, so you don't maybe appreciate it as much as you should, because it's not very far away from us, is it really, here in Essex. But very, very busy up there. Oh, there's people everywhere. Very, very busy. But literally, it was a 1 minute walk, so that was good. Just had a really nice time. So there we go. That's where I was yesterday. We got loads of music coming up on the show. I'll be looking at some topical news stories as well. Maybe we'll even talk about the weather last night. I did hear the rumblings. I kind of thought, what's that noise? And I thought it was somebody trying to get in. I wasn't sure. But, it was quite scary. I looked out there and the grass has literally grown about 6 foot overnight. Literally 6 foot overnight. So I'll have to get out there at the weekend. Right, coming up, let's have a little bit of George Michael. Here he is with Freedom.
Just to cool.
is local singer-songwriter Amy Baker. This is Spit It Out.
There's something on your mind, you've done some reasoning. I don't know what it is, cause you're not speaking it. I guess I gotta figure out what it is, but I'm not telepathic and I can't read minds. If you're looking for a way out, no need to play these games. Just stop stressing me out before I go insane. You gotta tell me to my face, are you staying, are you going either way? Just tell me, yeah. Say just what you're feeling now.
Spit it out.
Stop with the confusion, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind. A glass of water or wine to open up a bit. You need to say something more than whatever, cause I won't hang around while you chew the fat.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling now.
Spit it out.
Stop with the confusion, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
They saw what I saw. They went far the way I fell, but they don't know what you want. And baby, I would never tell.
tell if they knew what I know. They would never let you go. So guess what? I ain't never letting you go. Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart could go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it now. Put you in a frame, oh baby, look a brand new. Glad your mama made you, making me insane. You cannot be explained. Oh, you must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it now. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you, making me insane. You cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. So if I get jealous,
I'm selfish as well, especially if it comes to biscuits. Thanks to Andy Gilson, he's bought in lots and lots of biscuits. I would have one, but my acid reflux this morning is on another level. I think it's because I had red wine, a little bit of red wine yesterday, and that doesn't help acid reflux. I shouldn't really have it. But anyway, I did, because I couldn't help myself. And then for dinner last night, I had two muffins. Is it muffins or crumpets? Crumpets. Because I actually cooked a little bit of chicken, and then I smelt it, and I went, it had spices on it, and I just went, and it was from Marks and Spencer's. But anyway, I did the, and I thought, no, I can't eat that. And to be fair, I had nothing to eat it, but it would have been like a little slab of chicken. I just thought, no, I don't want to risk it. So I woke up last night, because I don't sleep very well anyway. And I woke up last night, and I could hear, I thought this sort of noise, and I thought somebody was outside the garden, so I put up the blinds. I was looking out, trying to look out the window in the pitch black, and then I thought, well, it's not raining. And then a little bit later, I think there was a little bit of rain, but I could hear that in the distance kind of thing. And I remember from that film Poltergeist, is you have to, when you see the flash of lightning, you count for the thunder. So if he goes, I'm doing my sound effects today, then you go 1, 2, 3, and if you hear with the thunder, then you know it's 3 miles away. So it's roughly, you know, how you do it. And I never forgot that from that film. So I think then the tree comes into the house and, you know, attacks the child or whatever. I don't know. It's a very, very peculiar film. That didn't happen, obviously. And it's only fictional, if you're listening out there. But, yeah, that's the way I would do it. But I think I fell asleep. I was listening and I thought, well, I can hear a little bit of rain. But the thing is, you can smell, you can kind of smell the electricity, can't you? Because I got that kind of metallic. It's like a metallic smell when it's going to rain. You get that smell, can't you? And I tell you, the other thing I really loved as well when I went to London yesterday, the smell of London and the Underground. You're going to go to me, what are you talking about, BO? No, I'm not. I'm just talking about the smell of London. London has like, I think it's because of all the, you know, the emissions and all the rest of it. But it's kind of mixed with the fresh air, and it's got kind of like an airport kind of smell to it. You know, when you go to an airport and you get that sort of fuel smell, it's got that kind of smell. And also the Underground has that kind of fresh kind of, you know, metallic-y kind of fragrance, or, you know, whatever. When you go down to the coast, you get that kind of oceanic kind of smell, you know, and you're not sure. I love it. That's why I like going down to the coast. Not just that I'm just sniffing everywhere, but it brings back memories. Smell does bring back memories, doesn't it? Like certain perfumes that you used to wear probably back in the day. Like, I mean, there was, I mean, I don't wear really strong perfumes, but I think back when I was probably in my sort of 18, I used to wear a couple of perfumes that were very fashionable at the time. That now would probably burn a layer of your nostrils off because they were so strong. Nobody wears them now. I don't even know if they still make it. Yeah, there was a couple of really strong ones. Now I kind of like a little bit subtle. I like a bit of, you know, sea salt kind of smelling. At the moment, I'm smelling quite floral, you know. But I haven't bought an expensive perfume for a very long time. I normally buy them from one of the food shops. In fact, because they smell so nice, and they're just really, you know, you can put them in your bag, doesn't matter if they disappear off anyway. Not that they would in the studio, there's only me in there. I've got my guests, the exact opposite coming up, not opposites, opposite, the exact opposite. They'll be coming up at 11:30 and also playing live on Zoom, which is a first for us here on Phoenix FM. So fingers crossed that's all going to go well. If not, I'll blame the boys. I can't help myself. So should we play some more music? I think I'm in a bit of a giddy mood today because obviously I've been to the House of Lords for lunch. I'm top of the world.
legendary. I know this town like the back of my hand. Every crack in the sidewalk tells me who I am. Living in love is the law of the land. These are our dreams, that's where we stand. Legendary. Who are you and who am I to think that we could ever fly?
FM travel news.
Right, let's take a look at the traffic and the travel for you. Now, coming in on the B186, which is Worley, Worley Road, B186. As you come in on that road, just quite a bit before you get to, there's a little mini roundabout. I'm just trying to think where it is. let's have a little look on the map. Yes, as you come along the B186, there are some temporary traffic lights there as you get to the mini roundabout, and then you travel down, and you've got the Tesco's down there as well. Just along that stretch, causes a little bit, because it's three-way traffic lights there, so it causes a little bit of problem. No problems at the moment. A1023 looks like it's running okay. One lane is closed and expect delays due to emergency repairs. M25 both ways between Junction 27 of the M11, Junction 6 and Junction 28 of the A12 Brook Street roundabout. Lane 1 of 4 is closed on each side, so be aware. Wilson's Corner, not too bad at the moment. You've also got no through traffic due to a water main work on Hatch Road, both ways between Alderton Close and Doddinghurst Road, and also temporary traffic signals on Bryan Avenue around Kingsley Road. Heading down the A12, looking pretty fine until you get to Junction 13 and 16, 40 mile an hour speed restrictions there, and also 8 minute delays increasing on the A130 northbound between the A130, A12 and Junction 17 of Howe Green. Yeah, a little bit of traffic. Oh, I came down the lanes into the studio today, so yeah, I got caught in that, so never mind. Right, 10:35, I thought I'd play some new music. Again, this is Maya Camera and Celerect with LA Dreams. There with my Fräulein, touring currently, or just been touring actually with Paul Weller, and on our A-list here at Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, always lots to do coming up on Saturday the 11th of May. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday. A lawn sale at St Edmunds and St Mary's Church at the High Street in Gatestone. It's going to be including toys for children, not children, toys for children, cakes, bits and bobs, stall and refreshments, freshly cooked bacon butties as well. But loads going on between 10 and 2. You can find out more on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And Princess Kate gets behind the camera again to snap Beaming Charlotte on her 9th birthday. Happy birthday. And she just looks like William, actually. She's very much like William. But a lovely picture. She's looking very grown up at 9. Very grown up. So fantastic pictures in the papers there of Charlotte, Princess Charlotte, looking gorgeous. Lots of worries at the moment. I think about Britney Spears. I do follow her on Instagram. I think she's actually shut her Instagram account. But I don't know. There's just something very odd about the way that, I don't know, she kind of dances around. And I don't know. I think she must have had something traumatic has obviously happened to her. I think that must be apparent by what she's doing, because it just doesn't make it. I don't know. I find it. Some of the videos I just can't watch. And I never make any comments or anything. But I think, you know, I hope she has a friend. I mean, you would think somebody like her would, but I suppose when you're very famous and you've got millions and millions of pounds, it's very difficult to trust people, even people that you've known probably since school and things, you know, unless she's not friends with anyone. I don't know, but I kind of sometimes think about her in that house. I don't think she has much contact with her sons, but you just think about her in that big mansion on her own, sort of, you know, gyrating in front of a camera with hardly anything on to music and doing the same kind of dance every single time with less and less clothes on. Sometimes they're nude pictures as well. I don't know. She was a fantastic artist, you know. She's only 42 now. I suppose she doesn't want to do any more, she did her time as being on tour and everything else. But, I hope it changes because, I feel very uncomfortable seeing some of the stuff that she posts, you know. And you can just say, oh, I know, you know, you might be a bit of an old fuddy-duddy, Michelle. I'm not. I'm telling you, I'm not. But I just feel, I don't know. Something doesn't appear right, and there's something weird about her eyes, and I can't tell you what it always creeps me. Sounds good, it's going to sound terrible because I like Britney Spears, but something about her eyes with these videos creeps me out. Like, it's not like she's not quite, there's just something wrong. If you check the videos out for yourself, you'll see. And I know there's loads of people saying, oh, free Britney, when she was her father was basically looking after everything and she wasn't allowed to do stuff and all the rest of it, but I just find it very weird. The conservatorship with her father, wasn't it? But there we go. Anyway, I'm going to play one of her songs I really love, Toxic. Great video for this as well. It's over 20 years old now, this song.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. Dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. To ride, getting undone. Losing my hands, spinning around and round.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I fancied a little bit of, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, what you gonna do? That's what I fancied. Do you wanna get down? Ah, yeah, that's it. Oh, what you gonna do? Fancy a bit of cool in the gang. Yeah. What you wanna do? That's what I'm doing that for. What you wanna do? Do you wanna get down? Or what do you wanna do?
You wanna get down? Tell me.
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in,
get down on
if you really want it. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
When you're dancing,
get down.
What you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on, man.
Get down on
if
it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby,
you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. Oh, when you move, 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 you know.
around it.
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if
it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
That I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that. Because I'm a little in my chair just doing a little side to side. Do you know what? I had to try and find something under my bed yesterday. So I tried to get on the floor. I was awful. It was terrible. Getting back up again, I tell you what, age is one of those things. That's why I've got to get some weight off as well. But I was trying to get, and I put my hand just under the bed and I pulled out a handful of a handful of dust. So I must get that sorted out. It's terrible. Here's McFly with All About You.
It's all about you, it's baby. All about it's all about
it's
you.
It's about you.
It's all about you.
Yesterday you asked me something I thought you knew. So I told you with a smile, it's all about you. Then you whispered in my ear and you told me to. Said you made my life worthwhile, it's all about you.
And I would answer all your wishes if you asked me to. But if you deny me one of your kisses, don't know what I'd do. So hold me close and say three words like you used to do. Dancing on the kitchen tiles, it's all about you.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.